From Bucharest to Basel.
This podcast is produced by Rachel, Lena and Hannah. It's about my great-great-grandfather, Josef Braunstein.
This is the grand journey of the small grandpa,
the kleine Großpappe.
On the first sight, only a few things are left from Josef Braunstein. Anecdotes, violins, and the nickname the kleine Großpappe. Even though his life and legacy weren't small at all. Born 2 centuries ago, during a time of change, many winding paths led him from Bucharest to Basel. As a child of a clockmaker, no one would have thought that by 17 he would be a violinist of the Romanian opera.
A violin in the suitcase. He was born November the 10th in 1883 into a Jewish family. His family came from Siebenbürgen, which is a German-speaking part of Romania. Therefore, he and his six siblings grew up speaking Romanian and German as well.
Did you know that he was the only musician in his family?
Yes, I actually know that, Hannah, because I too read the memoirs which he wrote. And due to them, we now can do this podcast.
Yeah,
and he also described in his memoirs that he discovered his passion for music as an 11-year-old when he heard his neighbor play the violin. Thanks to his talent and great discipline, by 17 he had achieved everything he could have accomplished in Romania.
That's so impressive.
Yeah, that's true.
We're almost 17.
Yeah, and we haven't fulfilled so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to fulfill his dreams, he had to leave his homeland. His six siblings left Romania as well, probably due to similar reasons, because at that time Romania wasn't a wealthy country.
And still isn't.
Yeah, still isn't.
So, in fall 1902, he went to Prague at the Academy of Music. After 2 years at the Academy, he had to attend for military service. Thanks to a series of fortunate events, he had the honor to play for Crown Prince Ferdinand.
Whoa, isn't that... That's crazy.
Yes. At a military ceremony. And that's the prince whose murder will be the beginning of the First World War and affect the life of millions, among them the life of Josef Braunstein.
So at that ceremony, Josef Braunstein first came into touch with world history.
Yes.
Moving times. Until the fateful year 1914, he traveled around Europe.
This period of his life must have been one of his happiest. Quote, I could never forget the cruise through the Bosporus, passing by the impressive Sultan castles.
This passage is in his memoirs, pictures the stop in Constantinople, which was one of many.
Eventually ending up in Saarbrücken, where he met his future wife, Adelheid. They married in 1914, shortly before the outbreak of the war. As a Romanian living in Germany, the situation got more and more uncomfortable due to the war development. Even though Romania made an agreement with Germany and Austria-Hungary in 1883, they did not join the Central Powers,
which we know as the Mittelmächte.
They gave up their neutrality in 1916 by entering the Entente. In their 2 years of neutrality, the pressure from France and Russia rose, and they hoped to enlarge their territory. When Romania declared war to the Central Forces in 1916, Josef was no longer welcome in Germany.
Arriving in Basel, he had to leave Germany as fast as he could after the declaration of war between the two countries. Luckily, he found an employment in Basel as a professor in the music academy. He had to leave his wife and newborn son Ottokar behind. After 2 years, when the war ended in 1918, they moved to Basel as well.
Compared to others, Josef Braunstein had a very easy time or a very comfortable time to integrate himself in Basel. On the one hand, because he already knew the language, so he could speak German, and on the other hand, because he played in many orchestras and in which he met new people, new friends, made connections. And these people too helped him to buy a house for him and his family.
Legacy.
Even though he died a long time ago, he's my great-great-grandfather, there are still some traces left from his life.
Mona, the granddaughter of Josef Braunstein, who we interviewed for this podcast, told us a lot about Josef and his life. She herself is a violinist and lives to this day in Josef's house. And music plays a huge role in their lives.
Yes. So, that was it. Thank you for listening. We had great fun doing this podcast.
Yeah, and we hope you thought it was interesting as well.
Because I found it very interesting that he had written those memoirs, which
yeah.
We could read.
That helped so much. Thanks to those memoirs, we had so much information.
And it was
yeah.
Easy access, so...
Yeah, and also because of Mona, we had...
Yeah, yeah.
So
also,
so
thank
nice.
You
that
for that.
Great.
Yeah.
I thought you had Mona.